cut the record, this new record, this summer in Nashville, and Tim Kerr, his buddy from Texas, who's produced a lot of bands over the years and been in a lot of bands over the years, some of whom are in Alabama. He produced Quad Jets, Texas Teens, Man or Astro Man. But in any event, he produced the album, and Jeremy Ferguson, Battle Tapes in Nashville, where we recorded, he and I mixed it and sent it to a few people, obviously one of them being Tim. And Tim sent it to Sub Pop, and they were really into the record, which kind of floored me. So they wanted to put it out, and it just so happened that like a couple weeks after I first talked to Jonathan Poneman, who's the president of the label, on the phone, we were going to be on tour out west for the first time. So we were able to play in Seattle, you know, with some folks from Sub Pop in attendance, and Jonathan came to our show in Portland. So it really worked out better than I ever could have planned it or could have imagined it. We don't have a release date set yet or anything like that, but, you know, it'll be fairly soon.
Well, what does this mean for the next step for you guys? I mean, was this a step that you were wanting to take at this point?
To be honest, you know, I had a few labels that I'd sent the album to and that I'd sort of hoped would consider putting it out, and Sub Pop was really beyond, well beyond my hopes or expectations, you know. So I guess I've sort of taken the approach with this band that I'm just going to keep working hard at it, you know, and grinding it out. I'm not really a great business person, you know. I don't know. Anytime I get put in a situation where I'm talking to like an entertainment business type person, I just kind of freeze up and don't really, I don't like doing that. I'm not very good at that. And so I've just sort of been more of the mentality, like, I'm just going to put my head down and just keep making records and keep touring. And hopefully, you know, more people will come to shows and get into the songs by virtue of doing that. The Sub Pop thing was really just kind of like, whoa, really? Y'all okay? You know, like, it just kind of, I was definitely taken off guard. There was no hesitation in my wanting to do it because I really have loved a lot of the records and bands that they've put out and really respect that label and its beginnings and the fact that it's stayed so true to its kind of aesthetic and ethos and is so strongly rooted in its hometown, you know, in Seattle. So I can't really tell you how excited I was about it.
Does this mean a move to Seattle? Does that necessarily mean that for the
band? No.
Can you stay where you are?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Like, you know, our last label is based in L.A., so yeah, that... No, there's definitely no threat of that. I enjoyed, I thought it was a cool city when we got to play there and everything, but yeah, I prefer to stay a stone's throw from home if possible.
Sure. Well, I think that this is the trajectory that you guys were working on anyway, and you were working towards signing with a label like Sub Pop or whomever you would have wound up crossing paths with. But I've got to ask, since the Fort Worth incident, do you think that that has played any role in terms of shining an even greater light on what you all have been doing? And has that had anything to do with any sort of greater emergence that you've had since then?
Man, you know, it's funny because all of that just kind of dovetailed in such an amazing way, and one that I don't understand at all. But no, we had actually already been out to Seattle and been to the Sub Pop offices, and the contract had already been sent over by the time the Fort Worth thing happened. So when that happened, part of me was like, oh, dude, is this going to, you know, because I don't know. I mean, I don't really know about the whole label side of things, you know what I mean? So I was like, man, is this going to, like, piss them off at the label that this happened or what? So, no, they didn't have anything to do with one another directly anyway. But it's kind of funny how that Fort Worth incident happened sort of in the thick of all this. You know, awesome. Well, dude, thank you, Ben. Good talking to you.
Hey, you too, man, and congrats, and I look forward to whatever else is coming.
Thank you, bud.
All right, take care.
Talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
Thanks.